From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Islamic State militants launched an assault on the northern oil city of Kirkuk on Friday, drawing troops and resources away from the battle toward Mosul as Iraqi and Kurdish Peshmerga forces continue to move in and on the country's second largest city. Six Iraqi police and 12 Islamic State fighters were killed during a similar attack on a police compound in Kirkuk earlier in the day. U.S. military officials said Friday the Islamic State's assault on Kirkuk was intended to force Iraqi and Kurdish leaders to divert their forces and their focus from the ongoing operations to retake Mosul. The United Nations and officials from the Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons says the Syrian government is responsible for a third chemical attack that affected a region already torn by war. The group's fourth report during a 13-month investigation sent to the UN Security Council late Friday blames President Bashar al-Assad's government for using several barrel bombs containing chlorine gas dropped by military helicopters. The UN is scheduled to discuss the report next Thursday. A U.S. Navy warship has passed through waters claimed by China near disputed islands in the South China Sea to counter what Washington says is Beijing's attempt to limit freedom of navigation. China condemned the action late Friday, calling it provocation and a gravely illegal act. A U.S. Defense Department spokesman said the destroyer USS Decatur passed near the Paracel Islands in a routine lawful manner Friday, challenging China's excessive maritime claims. This is VOA News. 11 hours after a cyber attack first hit the United States Friday, the internet traffic company Dyn said